Hello everyone and welcome to our panel called Sketch to Story Illustrating for Young Readers. So I'll get started with the introduction. We have two wonderful children's illustrators with us here today. So we have Emil Stanland, who is a full-time illustrator working in publishing in Toronto and has illustrated countless books for Inhabit Education, Arpic Press, and Inhabit Media since 2015. But not illustrating for his day job, he creates work around the themes of horror, emotion, the interplay between his third generation Italian, Brulean, and queer identities, and loves playing with shapes and color. We also have with us Irma Canova. She's an artist working primarily in comics. She is an illustrator for Bluffle Bunny series, co-creator of Everyday Hero Machine Boy, and has made a lot of dog comics over the years. Irma also works as an illustrator and storyboard artist and has done color work for Marvel, DC, and Boom Studios. So the way this is going to work is that we want mainly you guys to ask the questions, but until you guys get a little bit comfortable and you have some questions, we'll start off with some light questions. Let's start off with what your favorite childhood comic book was.
Oh, should we just yell it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a mic.
Oh, I see. Oh. This feels so official now.
Yeah.
Hello. I was thinking about this actually. I think I read a lot of like Asterix and Tintin comics, or I remember like very vividly from childhood, like a few Spider-Ham comics. I don't know if you remember, there was like Peter Porker. They were like Spider-Man, but a pig comics. And for some reason that has had like an outsized impact on me.
I didn't read a lot of comics as a kid, but Bone really sticks out by Jeff Smith in my head. It was, I guess, a little later in life.
Yeah. Also, like in high school, I got really into anime, so that was the genesis.
Favorite anime?
Sorry?
Favorite anime?
Ooh. Like
from before or from?
Anytime.
I feel like in high school, I got like really into Evangelion because it was like the edgelord.